he's called a man pushing for peace. And he was the very opposite. He said, peace is not the absence of tension. Peace is the presence of justice. And until there's justice, there will be no peace. The implication of that is we're not going to let there be any peace. In fact, that's where the term comes from that you hear all the time now, no justice, no peace. So that's, to me, an example of what is misunderstood about King. And it kind of started with the March on Washington speech. I keep saying that I wish he had not added the I Have a Dream part to the speech, which was ad-libbed. It was something he had had in other speeches. And he was just moved to have this ad-libbed part because people horn in on that. Saying you have to keep the dream alive suggests that Martin Luther King dreamed. And he told us about his dream, and therefore we need to keep it alive. That was definitely not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was an activist. Nonviolent, yes. But he was an aggressive, nonviolent activist, not a dreamer.
How do you think Dr. King would feel about today's society?
Oh, he would probably die of a heart attack. He'd be surprised that on many of the things he was most concerned about, we are no better and in some instances worse. For example, the Poor People's Campaign, which he was involved in at the time of his death. At that time, between 15 and 16% of all children were in poverty in this country. It's higher than that now. And it's been higher than that for a long time. And people are not upset or excited about it. Whereas he said during that period between December of 1967 and March of 1968 that he was willing to die for this cause, that we had to be concerned about it. So he would be very, very concerned about that. And he would be concerned about other things. One of his other issues was the militarism. He would be shocked at the things that we've done in this country since, say, in the last 15 years. Invading a country that was not involved at all in 9/11. And the fact that we have this continuing war in Afghanistan with no end and all of that, he would have been arguing for peace there. Okay. As he argued for peace in Vietnam.
Do you think there's anything that he would be positive about, anything that he's happy with in today's society?
I think, as most people, he would be pleased with the fact that the country elected an African-American as president. I think he would be displeased at how little he did for racial issues, but that's another question.
Looking back on his life and his legacy, what do you think is the most important thing that we should remember about his life?
That he was willing to give his life to make things better for Americans who needed things to be better, like the poor. I was at his church, same year as the March on Washington, where he preached a sermon I call I Have a Hope Sermon. I don't know what he called it. That's what I call it. In which he said it was unlikely he was going to live much longer. But he had a hope that we would continue his work. We haven't.